As an unlicensed doctor, we suggest a prescription for one of our shows. Sign up for our free podcast at iTunes or with your favorite podcatcher. Fake Doctor's Orders. Sportsnet 590 The Fan on demand.
Yes, Virginia, there is a Santa Claus in Beantown for Toronto Maple Leaf fans. I don't know what else to say. I'm telling you, a lot of you have been listening to the Toronto Blue Jay action or watching the Maple Leaf action on CBC or doing both. So you know, as we welcome you to Leafs Nation postgame, brought to you by your GTA Acura dealers, Gord Stellick, Mark Savard, celebrating a Toronto Maple Leaf win in Boston, game number one for Leafs Nation. We call it the walk to the subway, or if you're a Leaf fan walking out in downtown Boston, what are you thinking today, Savvy?
Biggest game of the series, Gord, if you ask me. I've said it all along. The Leafs need to go in and have a good effort tonight and win this hockey game for their own psyche, for all of Leaf Nation's psyche. Right now, I feel like I'm on a magic carpet ride over to the subway.
And I know for you it's a little tough. I mean, you're a Leaf guy. You played for the Bruins and that. But again, and by the way, we will hear from Mike Babcock. We will hear from many people involved in the game tonight. We'll head to Boston, get reports, hear from the players. I mean, just what a great game, number one. But it became apparent, a 1-0 lead for the Boston Bruins. They dominated a bit early. The Leafs turned it on, and that old expression, speed kills.
Speed definitely kills, Gordon. It's been evident in this hockey game. The Bruins look slow, and the Leafs look fast. And that's what Kyle Dubas said going in. We don't need to get any stronger. We don't need to get any heavier on the puck. We got to get faster. We got to stay fast. And they've proved it to be the key to success tonight.
And not just what led to the goals and led to a penalty shot attempt for Marner, which led to a goal, and on and on and on. You had a John Tavares opportunity. You had other opportunities. And every other time when they've had a great opportunity, like Matt Fratton all those years ago to cement the deal, it's almost like John Tavares knew that late in the second period, one of those speed kill opportunities when he didn't capitalize on it. Uh-oh, don't tell me it's going to be a Bruin comeback, but that wasn't the case in game number one.
No, it wasn't. Freddie stood his ground. That was a huge save by Tuukka that he made on that situation to keep the game within reach. But the Leafs played a great road game, Gord. A 60-minute. They came out a little slow, let's be honest. The Bruins looked the dominant team at the beginning of the game, but then the Leafs took over and really outplayed this Boston team. And again, credit their speed, credit getting the puck up the ice, credit keeping it simple, Gord. It was a great all-around rough effort by the Blue and White.
And, you know, the game number ones, and a lot of people talk about, I can right away, first of all, you got to win game number one. We see the reaction from last night, teams like Winnipeg or Nashville lost the first game. And it isn't the be-all, end-all, but I think for the Toronto Maple Leafs, Savvy, those two other series against the Boston Bruins, they got killed early on. And it's more they came back to force a seventh game. Like, Leaf fans never felt comfortable at all in the series from puck drop. Then game seven, because they'd come back, it was the first time they felt good about things. And then the Leafs would lose those game number sevens. Here to win game number one, this is something that hasn't happened the last three times they've been in the playoffs.
Exactly. And we talked about it, Gord. The biggest thing that this does is that 6 inches between the ears, the mental aspect, the 8 between your ears, it's what it does. It helps the mental psyche of Leafs, this Leafs hockey club. They're going to be feeling good about themselves, Gord, after tonight, and looking forward, Leafs Nation is going to be feeling good. Tomorrow, we're going to be hearing all about how the Leafs dominated tonight's game and that they're going to win this in short order. I guarantee that'll be the hot topic out of Toronto.
Yeah, one thing to remind as well, game number two Saturday, okay, 8 p.m. time, puck drop. That is a bit of a different time. We have it here on Sportsnet 590, The Fan. We will be on from 7 to 8 for an extended Leafs Nation pregame show getting set for game number two, and we'll be talking a lot about game number one, this win tonight in Boston, and even little things about karma. You felt it was a negative karma that William Nylander takes the first penalty of the game, and it's a high sticking call. It's a little bit born out of frustration in the offensive zone, and of course, the Bruins score. Great goal, though. Great setup by Marchand. But that's just been Nylander's season. Then to his credit, you talked about it. Pick it up from there, what we saw from William Nylander.
Grinding, battling, the things he didn't do all season, Gord, all season long. He got in the dirty areas. And I said earlier today on the Hockey Central that I want to see him be hit as well. And he took a couple hard hits in that first period. One he retaliated on a bit there and unfortunately got him in the face. And like you said, with his luck, it ends up in his net. But he bounces back, stays with it, has a great game for the Leafs, and scores on a beautiful breakaway. Again, showing Boston's weakness tonight. I thought I was worried about the defense of the Leafs being slow. Tonight, it looks like the Bruins were slow. Giving up three breakaways, Gordon, a penalty shot. That just shows you that there's some slow feet on the back end and the Leafs have taken advantage of it.
Yeah, and it's almost like the one thing begets the other. William Nylander, if he's going to score goals like he did or get points like the last two seasons, he's got to make those kind of plays, not go offside on a play that he shouldn't go offside on. And basically then afterwards saying, yeah, I thought so when it was the 2-on-1, you know, with the Auston Matthews play a little while ago. And that's really, that was so disappointing him hear him say that. Little things, and you said that, he wasn't working hard on that play. Little things result in big things, and you get the goal that way.
Well, that's exactly it. You put in the work ethic, and you keep driving forward, you're going to get results. And tonight, he deserves a big tap on the shoulder here, and I think Mike Babcock will really praise him after the game to keep him feeling good. And even on the John Tavares empty net goal, Gord, just a second effort off the faceoff, able to dive through and get that puck back and show that intensity, lead this group to the next stage. So real great win by the Leafs tonight here, Gord. And a real great opportunity to steal another one on Saturday night.
Yeah, and of course, another bonus, too. We'll get all Joe Bowen's calls. I can't wait to hear those. So we will get, I don't know what he's going to do with his voice. So we'll get all the goals about that, all the goals that happened. Of course, Savvy mentioned John Tavares adding an empty net goal. That was the fourth goal of the game for the Toronto Maple Leafs. And Mitch Marner, penalty shot. By the way, it's the only second Leaf ever to score in the playoffs on a penalty shot. The other was Matt Sundin, the memorable one a number of years ago, 1999. And it's the last time there was a penalty shot on a shorthanded play was a guy named Neil Broughton way back in 1989 in the NHL because Leafs were killing a penalty when Mitch Marner capitalized, got the breakaway, and got hooked down by Jake DeBrusque on that play. So a little bit of everything as far as what was going on with the Toronto Maple Leafs tonight.
Exactly. They just brought it. They had a full effort tonight. They got bounces. And I don't even think this is Tuukka Rask's fault tonight. Obviously, the breakaways they've had, the chances
they've
had.
Those were big saves he made.
He made some huge saves late in the game to keep his team and give him a chance to win. But which really surprised me, too, late in this one, the Garden cleared out, Gord. It was empty early, and that is not a normal sign in Boston, especially with the Leafs. I know they had the 4-1 win, but it was a closer game than that at times. But they did a heck of a job, Gord, on the road here. And like I said, the biggest game of the series was game one, and the Leafs did it. They won it, and they're going to be feeling great tonight moving forward.
Yeah, Leafs Nation post-game brought to you by your GTA Acura dealers. A 4-1 win in game number one for the Toronto Maple Leafs against the Boston Bruins. They take a huge 1-0 lead in the series and get to enjoy things in Boston until Saturday's game number two. So certainly the Maple Leafs pumped about that. Leaf fans, you see them down by Scotiabank Arena in Leaf Nation Square. Man, they are hey, I got to give them credit. That's a cold night tonight in Toronto. So they are out there that way celebrating. And as we really do gush what they did as a team walking to the subway, and it's a great way to feel that. Another guy, boy, oh boy, Morgan Riley. You know, just the strategy a little bit early on, Savvy, was to keep him away from the big line so that he could take more chances offensively. I love the way he played.
He did. He had a fantastic game, and he got out against the big line quite a bit and shut them down. He skates so well, Gord. He had great opportunities. He's up the ice, back down the ice. He's the best defenseman in this series, if you ask me, out of the six on each team, the 12 guys playing. He's the best D of all, and he's doing it right now for the Leafs at a high level. He had a fantastic game. Freddie had some work, but nothing too crazy. You know, he made a couple big saves, one on Bergeron, I remember, a big toe save, a couple little tips, but he was calm as a cucumber back there. And that really goes through your whole hockey club, Gord. When you see your goaltender calm like that, playing a solid game, everybody feels confident, and they showed that tonight.
Yeah, and Mitch Marner scores the first two goals. We talk about the penalty shot on the shorthanded goal, then he gets a penalty shot, so the second one. But just to be clear now, Mitch Marner, he was the one guy that had a real solid playoff series last year. He got a point in all seven games of that series. So now he has a point. He got it from games two through seven last year. So tonight was his seventh in a row that he has picked up a point. Seven consecutive playoff games, which is impressive to say the least. The Leaf record is Doug Gilmore did 12 back in those memorable years in 93-94, if you're around then. Gordy Drillin, it wasn't around when he did 11. Matt Sundin had a 9-game streak. Gary Roberts and Gary Lehman each had 8 consecutive games. So Mitch Marner will go for 8 on Saturday. But, you know, he, and I know it was an empty net goal by Tavares, But that line has just been so solid, and they were the solid best line tonight on a night when there were really no passengers. I give the fourth line a lot of credit too. We sometimes don't like how much they play, maybe at the expense of, say, Austin Matthews, but there really weren't any passengers tonight.
No, there really weren't. And, you know, I know Matthews didn't get on the score sheet, but he still played a pretty solid game. He had a couple shifts where he was in his own zone that were a little long, if you ask me. But, again, the X factors we talked about, Kadri with a great snap breakaway pass to Nylander. Huge goal. Those two are going to have to be good to win this series. We talked about that. They stepped up tonight. But, again, it was the Tavares line, Marner and Hyman, that did the big work in this game. They outplayed that Bergeron line, shut them down, and whoever the defense pairing, Muzzin and Zaitsev, you got to give them full marks. Zaitsev made a couple of great defensive plays tonight, one on that 2-on-1,
yeah,
which was just fantastic. So they're going to need more of this moving forward, and the Bruins, this is a wake-up call for them too, Gord. Hello, we're here to play. Let's get her going.
And like we said, if you're listening to Blue Jay Baseball earlier or whatever you were and just catching on now, I'm sure you're catching on the game. You could have enjoyed it on Hockey Night in Canada. On Saturday, you'll be able to enjoy it here on Sportsnet 590 The Fan or on Hockey Night in Canada. But a 4-1 win for the Toronto Maple Leafs over the Boston Bruins. Gord Stellick, Mark Savard, we are enjoying the walk to the subway. Always a favorite part, and especially when you win a game like the Maple Leafs did tonight against the Boston Bruins, and little other things. And post-game, we were watching Don Cherry, Ron McLean a little bit, and Graves, he was putting on. Nazem Kadri had some real effective play and some pretty good chirping with Jake DeBrusk and a few others. So you saw Naz chirping, and then you saw Mike Babcock chirping Naz. So I think we don't know exactly what happened, but you would know in the sense that, do you think Naz chirped, which is good, but then Babs also said, okay, that's enough?
Exactly, but I think he's letting Naz out of his cage here in the playoffs. He's going to give him a green light unless he does something really stupid, which he seems not to do. So he's staying with the program. He has to play this way, Gord. He has to be intense, but stay away from that Marchand line. Let them sleep. Don't bug Marchand, but bug everybody else if you want to. Get in Tuca's kitchen, and he did a great job tonight, Gord. I think he had a solid, solid hockey game.
Yeah, again, it's one of those fun things where you're buzzing about. The Toronto Maple Leafs had 33 shots on goal. Boston had 38 shots on goal. So, you know, at the end of the day, I think, okay, 37 of 38. So Freddie Anderson had a real solid game. But one thing we talked about, and this last dozen or whatever number of games the Leafs limped into the postseason, and Brian Burke made a lot of remarks about it as well. You're a guy that played that knows that, you know, it wasn't just shots. They were giving up scoring chances. They were giving up shots from two good areas at the end of the regular season. 38 shots tonight. I don't know how many scoring chances there were. There were block shots. There were more shots from the perimeter. It was a real strong, committed team defense.
It really was. And we can't go without the fact that they missed Gardner and Dermott late in the year. So that's why those grade A scoring chances crept back into their game. Let's be honest. You get two of your top defensemen back, and what happens tonight. They clear their zone better. They make better first passes. Freddie, think about it. There weren't a lot of rebound opportunities tonight. No. The defense played solid in front of them. They did the simple things to be effective here on the road. And this is the biggest win of the Toronto Maple Leafs new regime right here tonight, Gord, if you ask me. They needed this one more than any moving forward. Just for that 6 inches, again, the mental between the ears, the eight that you have, we've talked about it already. You have a special cranium.
Yes. I know, it restores a lot of knowledge.
Information up there. But again, I can't give enough credit to all the Toronto Maple Leafs tonight. A great team effort.
Certainly was for the Toronto Maple Leafs. Like we said, an outstanding team effort tonight. The 4-1 win over the Boston Bruins. And take a look at the ice time, because later we'll get all the cool calls from Joe Bowen. We want to do them justice and let Joe Bowen make those calls, Joe Bowen and Jim Ralph. But, okay, you know, last year it was what? Austin Matthews playing about 16 minutes, and that was part of the problem. 20 minutes, 42 seconds. So even on a night where his line didn't star, he got the most ice time of all the forwards.
And you know what's glaring to me, Gordon? We talked about this. Look beside that number. What's that say to you? 23 shifts. So he didn't pull him off the ice tonight, Gord. He let him have his rhythm. And his stats, I know, didn't get any goals tonight, but look across the board. He was involved. 3 shots, 2 attempted, 1 miss, 1 giveaway, 2 takeaways, 2 block shots.
2 blocks.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He was all over the place tonight. So great for Mike Babcock to just let his horses go tonight, not pulling them on and off, worrying about matchups. What a great job. What a whole, even the coaching staff down, a nice job by the Toronto Maple Leafs.
Okay, and the other one too, his first game as a member of the Toronto Maple Leafs, and you look at John Tavares, got the empty net goal, 6 shots as well, 6 shots on net, so he led the Leafs in that department. couple of guys with five, Andreas Janssen and Mitch Marner also at five. But anyway, but then as well, he's got takeaways, he's got blocks, he's got everything else. I mean, John Tavares, the free agent signed. Like, and again, I'll throw Nazem Kadri in the mix. I mean, this in a perfect world, when you looked in the summer and said, how can we deploy our three centers? How would you want them to play? I mean, Matthews would rather have a point tonight for sure, but it's a team win, and they all really played that role.
Exactly, and that's what stood out to me tonight was the depth of this hockey team. We know Tavares' line was the guys leading the way. They had a fantastic game, but Matthews' line played solid. It was in their zone a couple too many times, if you ask me, but besides that, they really played a lot of hockey down in the Bruins' end. And then the Kadri line stuck out like a sore thumb when needed. They stepped up their game, and what a great effort by this whole hockey club, and my hat goes off to them today. But the Bruins aren't done, so don't think they're done. They're going to wake up. They're going to rebound from this. This is still going to be a heck of a series, but Leafs got job one done in spectacular fashion.
And the other part is just, and again, we'll get the calls from Joe Bowen, but when the Bruins went up 1-0, that was kind of a wow goal. That was like, oh God, we saw this a little too much last season. And that's where we'll give the Leafs and talk about them coming back. But that's a beauty from your two of your old buddies.
It was. And in the first 4 minutes, you had to be honest, Gord. I'm going to ask you an honest question. The Bruins looked dominant when they came out tonight. They looked like they were confident, moving the puck tape to tape, and that goal was a thing of beauty. Marchand with the no-look backdoor dish from out in the slot to Bergeron, who had a wide-open net. You couldn't fault Freddie on that or anybody. Sometimes great plays happen in hockey. Hey, it was a great play. Let it go. That's a goal. And the Leafs just kind of picked it up from there, which was nice to see.
Well, the other part is you look at it and you kind of say, oh my goodness, we saw that last year. And I'm not talking about the goal. I'm talking about the way, like, the third period last year was so bizarre that the Leafs had the lead and the Bruins had the puck down in the Leafs zone in about 6 seconds. And I think the Leafs didn't get a shot for 9 minutes, you know, and that unfortunately memorable period number three. And that's the first 90 seconds of the game tonight. Again, this is where Leaf fans be a little bit the Chicken Little complex. Was you said, man, oh man, I've seen that act. We saw that act last year. It ended ugly. It wasn't very pretty, but you put it on the Maple Leafs for a chance to come back. And as a team, they really did it.
They did, and they just played solid. Right at the end of the game there, they kept them to the perimeter. The third period was huge tonight, another step in being a more confident group against this Bruins team. And any little piece of confidence you can gain goes a long way. They feel great. This is going to be a series now, Gord. Anybody in Toronto that thought it was going to be 4 or 5, I said 6 or 7. I still said the Bruins, but I still think now that the Leafs have the Bruins thinking.
Well, I'll tell you, the fun has begun. There's only one done, one game down, okay? So there's a lot more to go. And, of course, we'll be on the air Saturday, 7 p.m. for Leafs Nation pregame, an expanded one-hour version. 8 o'clock will be the puck drop. But the fun tonight, we've done the walk to the subway. We'll hear from those in Boston. We'll hear from Mike Babcock. We'll hear all the goal calls. We have the Direct Energy Home Services hardest-working Leaf of the game. Playoff success tonight. For the Toronto Maple Leafs, for one night only. Anyway, they get off the schneid, a 4-1 win over the Boston Bruins, take a 1-0 lead in their best 4 out of 7 first-round playoff series. You're listening to Leafs Nation postgame, brought to you by your GTA Acura dealers, Gord Stellick, Mark Savard, on Sportsnet 590, The Fan.
Subscribe to our radio shows at iTunes or with your favorite podcatcher. Do not settle. Demand. Sportsnet 590 The Fan on demand.
Welcome back, Leafs Nation postgame, brought to you by your GTA Acura dealers. A 4-1 win for the Toronto Maple Leafs over the Boston Bruins. A game one series in Boston against the Bruins. They take that all-important game one lead. We're enjoying it, loving it tonight on Leafs Nation postgame. Again, brought to you by your GTA Acura dealers. Gord Stellick, Mark Savard, producer Sam McKee. We've all enjoyed the game. We're enjoying rehashing it. We'll check in with Chris Johnston. He'll join us from Boston. We'll hear from Mitch Marner in a few minutes' time. We'll hear from Mike Babcock as well. But are you ready for the goal call, Savvy?
I am, and I'm just going to go out, and I haven't heard anything yet.
Okay.
I haven't watched the game, but I'm going to say Joe Bowen really loses on the Marner penalty shot. Something about a jock maybe going out in the corner. I'm just guessing.
Okay. Well, we will find out. Look forward to the Joe Bowen calls. First one, if you're a Leaf fan, you don't look forward to it. It's the first power play opportunity of the game for the Boston Bruins.
Brought in by Marchand. He works into the corner, pulls back, sends it back to the blue line to Krug. Krug looking for Bergeron, goes to Marchand. He closes into Bergeron, scores! Patrice Bergeron scores the opening goal on a power play with William Nylander in the penalty box. 1-0 Boston.
Okay, the nightmare of the two playoff series for Toronto Maple Leafs fans was those that dynamic duo on the power play, 9:31 mark, Bergeron for Marchand and Krug.
Did not look good early for the Leafs, but you know with this line, you're not going to stop them all the time, but to contain them is the best recipe, and they did that most of the night, except for here on the power play. A gorgeous feed from Marchand to Bergeron backdoor, and the Bruins took that all-important 1-0 lead, but it seemed to settle the Leafs down.
Well, it did. And you know the thing about that goal was, it's a power play goal. It was a skilled goal. But, oh, it was such a gaping hole there because, you know, again, deking guys out of jock straps right here later. But that Marchand faked everybody. And you couldn't fault it, but you said, oh, my goodness, don't tell me this is going to happen because that looked too easy. But as Savvy says, it looked too easy. What solves easy? Maybe a little bit of hard work. Very important for the Maple Leafs to try to get one before the period ended. They did.
Draw scrum by Tavares. He gets the puck along the boards, trying to get it to the point. Muzzin shot! Hit the goalpost! Rebound! Scores! I don't know if it's Hyman who finally taps it in, or it's Marner from the right wing side after it hit the post, but the Leafs have tied the game!
16:44 mark. It was Mitch Marner from Muzzin and Tavares.
Bruins running around in their own zone here in the Leafs speed again, Gord, just moving and firing on all cylinders, jumping and jiving, and then bang, it's in the net. Mitchell Marner with his first of the playoffs, and he'll go on to have a huge night and be a big factor in this hockey game.
Couple of new guys as well, and the Leafs are generally, the Bruins dominate other teams on faceoffs. I think tonight it was actually 50-50, which is pretty good if you're an opposing team. Great faceoff won by new guy John Tavares. And Jake Muzzin, I think a lot of people thought he'd be a little bit quicker. He's not. But I think most people are surprised what good shot he has.
Got a rocket, Gord, a sprocket back there. And he used it there just right off. And it's tough to control when it's coming in that hard. And that's what happened on that play. It just beat Ras, comes out the other side, and Marner's Johnny on the spot.
10-8 shots on goal for the Toronto Maple Leafs outshot the shoot the Boston Bruins. But most importantly, they don't go into the first period and leave the first period with a deficit. The second period, something very rare in general, very rare in playoffs. But first, the penalty shot situation, good on Mitch Marner. It was the first of a series of clear-cut breakaways, wasn't it?
Mitch Marner, money meter, just escalated again, Gord. It was a great play. He came in, took his time, and you're going to hear it here from the great Joe Bowen.
Yeah, that's it. Like I said, Jake DeBrusk knocks him down, so now it's a rare thing, a penalty shot. They were shorthanded, and here is Joe Bowen.
And here's Mitch Marner going from left to right. Right-handed shot. Gathers some speed and collects the puck and moves to the left wing side of the blue line. Cuts to the middle. Deeks shoots and scores! He took Rask down and his jockstrap is in the corner of the rink.
Well, I think Joe lost his jockstrap on that call as well. Jim Ralph there would know what that is like. But what,
hi, Ralphie. You've
got to be, and I'll give you plaudits because you're a good natural scorer as well. There's very few players that could hang on to it, keep control that long, and really play a game of chicken with Tuukka Rask.
The patience Mitch Marner showed there, Gord, exactly what you're saying. You got to be a talented, skilled forward to do that, and he was able to come in, take his time, and make Rask make the first move, and then he made him look silly on that play. But you can't give the fault to Rask there. He played a decent hockey game for the Bruins, and I hope they don't pick on him in the papers tomorrow because it was not his fault. It was a slow Boston defense that gave up three breakaways, and one ended up being a penalty shot and a gorgeous, gorgeous one at that.
Yeah, and I mean, he was almost in on top of Rask. You have to have confidence that you could, as Joe said, deke him out of his jockstrap at that point because you had nothing else, no other hope that way. So the Leafs are up 2-1. They have momentum, and they're going to go to the third period up by one, but no, guess who makes them up by two?
Puck back of the Toronto goal, fed up on the wing for the Leafs. Now to Nylander, who's got a breakaway and a goal! Scores! Holy mackerel! It's Nylander and it's 3-1!
William Nylander, 18:25 mark from Kadri. Excuse me, Mark Savard disguised as Kadri and Patrick Marleau.
That is put well, Gord. What a snap pass by Kadri here. Nylander in full flight, Gord, right on the tape. He goes in, makes no mistake, goes 5-hole on Rask. A huge goal for the Leafs, but a huge, huge goal for Kadri and Nylander. helping this hockey club out. We said they'd be part of the X factor of this. They step up huge tonight, get that leading go-ahead goal, and the Leafs just hang on from there and did a great job in the third period.
Yeah, you know, somebody, we've talked some games, like one game, Austin Matthews showed a little bit more emotion. You like that. We know Mitch Marner will do it, and just guys with emotion. I haven't seen that from William Nylander all season long. Like, he has not had a game or an impact goal like that all season long.
And not only that, Gord, yes, it was a great celebration, but you saw the emotion on him on the bench the rest of the game. When guys were doing things, he was up. And that's something we haven't seen from Willie all year. He's been down and out, but tonight is a step in the right direction. We talk about this. Playoffs is a new type of year. It's a new season. If William Nylander can continue to do what he did tonight, Gord, we're going to give him a pass on this regular season, aren't
That's we? Right. Yeah. And you know, here's another guy. You talk about giving a pass. I don't think he needs to be given a pass, but Leafs outscored them 2-0 in the second period. Bruins outshoot the Leafs in the second period, 21-14. Now, I don't think of a ton of scoring chances. There were some big saves, but 21-14. So give Freddie Anderson some credit on that way. We enter the third period, and boy, it's that trepidation. I know, running into some guys in the hallway, because John Tavares had a breakaway that Rask barely made a save on. Austin Matthews with seconds left. It would have been debatable if it would have counted or not time-wise, but again, another one. And people, and I know, just running into people watching the game, said, oh, you got to put that away. This has happened before. You know, Matt Fratton didn't put it away years ago, and it's going to come back and bite him in the butt, but it did not happen. And finally, late in the game, the net empty, final goal.
And we've got Hainsey and Zaitsev, and the puck stolen by the Leafs, and Tavares scores! Johnny Toronto makes it 4-1 on an empty net goal, and the Leafs are going to come home with nothing worse than a split.
Okay, I forgot to ask you, because I'm so nervous watching it. You're great at predicting empty net goals. You call John Tavares?
I called Johnny. You weren't listening again.
I wasn't listening. I don't really listen to during the games, but yeah.
Prototypical John Tavares fashion, though, Gord. He put a huge second effort on this. The puck went out behind him. If you're watching this at home, and I know it's only an empty net goal, but his second effort, Gord, pays off here, and he gets the empty netter, and just a huge, huge goal, and a nice way to finish this hockey game.
Yeah, so I said unassisted, 18:41 mark. Shots on goal were 9-9 in the third period of play. Again, the Maple Leafs were outshot 38-33. So a solid game throughout, as we will hear from Mike Babcock in a few minutes' time. We're going to hear from Mitch Marner in a few minutes' time. Chris Johnson's going to join us momentarily. So I want to talk to a very busy Chris Johnson, get him first. But again, you know, I'm looking at ice time as well, how the D were deployed. Travis Dermott, 12:51. Okay, Nikita Zaitsev, 20 minutes, 59 seconds. Ron Hainsey, 22:33. Jake Muzzin, 20:47. The dominant guy was Morgan Rielly, 24:34. But I thought that was one of the better games Nikita Zaitsev's played.
It really was. And if I said Nikita Zaitsev to be a difference in this series, he has to be blocking shots. Gordy did that. He has to be great defensively. He did that. And he has to move pucks up the wall as quick as he can. He did that. So 3 out of 3 for me on Nikita Zaitsev. Great hockey game. He played a solid game. And I like that matchup. It turned out to work in their favor, Muzzin Zaitsev against the Bergeron line.
4-1 win for the Toronto Maple Leafs in game one over the Boston Bruins. You're listening to Leafs Nation postgame, brought to you by your GTA Acura dealers. Gord Stellick, Mark Savard on Sportsnet 590 The Fan. Chris Johnston, Sportsnet, sportsnet.ca, Hockey Night in Canada, joining us from Boston. How are you, Chris?
I'm doing well, boys. How are you?
Welcome to Leaf Nation Gushin'. It's one of those nights, and justifiably so if you're a Toronto Maple Leaf fan when you're walking to the subway. Man, oh man, down 1-0, all this worry, all this trepidation. That was a great, great playoff team win.
Yeah, I mean, basically that's as good as you could hope for, I think, if you're a Leafs fan or a member of the team. I mean, obviously not a perfect game, but, you know, coming into this building and having that complete a victory is not something that the Leafs have done too often, if ever, in fact, in the playoffs, in my time around the team. Even some of the wins they've had here in the past years have felt way more like they're hanging on towards the end. And, you know, there was a couple hairy shifts early in the third, but, you know, you look at the end of the period and, you know, the Bruins only had 9 shots in a period, you know, that they started trailing 3-1. So I think that's a reasonable job of controlling the puck. I thought the Leafs' speed really was a factor in the game, and you know, they caught the Bruins a few times. It's just weird to see, honestly, 3 breakaways, was it, in the second period, rather, against Boston. I mean, you don't see odd man rushes so much against a team as good as the Bruins are, and you know, it's just one game. There'll be adjustments. Things will be a lot different, I'm sure, as soon as Saturday. But this is a pretty complete victory from start to finish for Toronto tonight.
Two-part kind of question. You can elaborate more on it. To me tonight, I was worried about the Leafs' defense and their speed. It was the other way around. The Leafs used their speed. The defense of the Boston Bruins looked slow. They looked like they were in quicksand most of the night. Like you said, three breakaways against them. That's just slow feet to me. And the other one was a penalty shot. And the other part of that, this win is so huge. I said it was going to be the biggest game of the series for the mental psyche, not only of Leafs Nation, but that Leafs team. There couldn't have been a better way. They needed to win this game one, and now this is going to be a heck of a series.
Yeah, and you know, Mitch Marner said as much, Savvy. He didn't shy away from that, and just in terms of how much confidence that he thought the team would be able to build in the way this game went, to come here and to play well. You know, I think that's almost as important as the result. I mean, obviously, results are what get you to the next round. If you can, you got to win four games. But you know, I think the fact that they played well and they had a plan that worked, you know, that's the kind of stuff that really helps if you're a player. You know, having the Zaitsev-Muzzin pairing against the Bergeron line works for one night. You know, it's hard to imagine it'll work for a whole series just because, you know, those guys are so good. The Bergeron group, they're going to keep getting chances. They're going to put up points in the series. But, you know, the fact that was, you know, something that I think gave Riley and Hainsey some easier minutes. And then obviously they didn't handle that matchup so well last year. You know, those are the kind of things that, you know, that they're going to have the Leafs feeling really good as they go home and rest up and get ready for game two.
You know what? This is one of those we could go on for 4 hours and chat with you for 2 hours, which is fun to do. Because as I got a couple of questions prepared in that, but then I'm thinking exactly what you said, because, you know, Savvy quickly looked at it and wasn't just that Austin Matthews played so many minutes. It's the shifts he had that he was staying out longer. And, you know, I mean, I go back all those years ago, the great run in 93-94, that it wasn't so much a line you could put out, because at home you could put out Zezelberg and Osborne, a checking line or whatever line is around. But you had Jamie McCowan and Sylvain Lefebvre as the D, and they weren't all-stars, but just the D that Pat Burns would put out against best lines. And it's a little bit easier sometimes to do that. And then it also freed up Morgan Riley to freelance against the lesser lines. I mean, so there were a lot of little things there that I liked from the Maple Leaf coach.
Yeah, and I think he got a bit more flow out of his bench. You know, I didn't see him, you know, doing a lot of quick changes. I mean, there's a little bit of that in the third period, but I think that's to be expected. You're preserving the lead. But, you know, in the first, I really thought they just kind of let it flow. You know, Cassidy seemed to want his top guys against Tavares and Marner and Hyman, and the Leafs were fine with that. And you know, they got everyone into the game that way. And you know, for Matthews to get over 20 minutes in a playoff game, we certainly didn't see that last year in any of the seven games. And you know, I thought he was maybe didn't have as much going on at the offensive end. Obviously, he hit a post and, you know, had a 3-on-1 chance late in the second period just before the buzzer. But you know, wasn't a huge night for him offensively. But, you know, we also saw him backchecking and making some defensive plays. I mean, this is you need a whole team to win the playoffs. There's no way around it. You know, obviously, you need your offensive guys to put up points too. But, you know, Marner took care of that tonight. He was tremendous, real gamer. And you know, when I think to, you know, all the talk today about what's different about the Leafs from this year to last year, I mean, you can even look at one thing like the fact that you have Marner killing penalties and that you know, the way he was able to create that odd man rush, get the penalty shot and convert. I mean, that's one thing that wouldn't happen last season because he wasn't in short-handed situations for Toronto.
Mitch Marner was the number one star in this game, no doubt, on paper, in my mind. But the real X factors, and I know you can attest to this, we've been hard on Willie Nylander all year and Nazem Kadri, two guys who stepped up their games big time. And what I loved about Willie, not only did he throw a couple hits tonight, he took a couple big hits. I know he wishes he probably had that little high stick back, but he was involved. And even after he scored, the enthusiasm, even being on the bench when other guys scored, he was up and rowdy. And that's the Willie Nylander we know and come to love.
Yeah, and you know, it could have gone the other way because obviously taking that early penalty, you know, having Bergeron score to put Boston up 1-0, you know, that's a tough way for his night to start there. But, you know, you have to give him credit for sticking with it and staying in the battle. I mean, that pass from Kadri was a thing of beauty. That thing went through the Bermuda Triangle of defenders.
Gord said it was savvy-esque.
Yeah, it was savvy-esque.
There you go. Savvy-esque right down the main street there. And, you know, a huge goal. I mean, 2-1 going to the third and 3-1 is it's a desert. It's a huge difference, you know, if you're the team that's defending that lead. I know the Leafs have defended their three leads well this year, but still, I mean, we're back here in Boston in the playoffs where lots of bad things have happened and can happen. And, you know, that made a huge difference. And you even saw the way Nylander celebrated. You know, I think he knows what it meant, you know, how special that was. And, you know, for those guys, I think this can be a second season, can be something a little different where they can turn the page on what went on the regular season. You know, they're not counted on as being the go-to, have to produce offense every night. But when they can connect on a goal like that, I mean, that's going to make a huge difference if the Leafs want to have a long playoff run.
Well, you know, we know you're the busiest guy going, so we appreciate you making time. But and you must say, like we say and all our listeners, thank goodness the playoffs are under the way. It reminds us, after kind of a malaise at the end of the regular season for so many teams, man, oh, man, this is the best time of the year for our favorite sport.
You sound exhausted, too. Did you take the stairs up to the top floor of the Garden or what?
I did. I haven't taken the stairs. I got trying to not have this be too damaging a playoff run. But you're right. It's like walking into a casino in Vegas when you see a playoff game. There's just more oxygen in the building. It's the best. And you know, I'm glad we're back to this time of year. I'm sure this is going to be a long series. So buckle up, everyone at home.
Well, you're busy anyway, but it is a great city. So that's a nice part. Boston's what a fabulous city. And I know you'll enjoy and be busy. Thanks as always, Chris.
You won't believe it, Gordy, but I'm on dry island right now, 3 weeks in. So,
oh, wow.
I'm not even seeing the city. I'm sticking to the rink and the hotel.
Yeah, I don't know where that island is. Okay, we'll try to find it for you.
I haven't found it either in a
okay.
while.
Thanks a lot. Chris Johnson joining us from Sportsnet, sportsnet.ca. Hockey night in Canada. A 4-1 win for the Toronto Maple Leafs over the Boston Bruins. Yeah, we could have talked forever about so many things, but I like what you said, and he said this about William Nylander. Just, I guess you have to be doing stuff to get invested. It's hard. You know, some third or fourth line guys are better at being invested emotionally and cheering, you know, when they're not as involved. But I think he found it so frustrating that his attitude reflected it and kind of pissed you off as well. And this was, he got invested in all elements tonight.
He really did. And I call it, Gore, during the regular season, playing at the end of your stick. He's at the end of his stick. He's not got both hands in the stick and involved. He's at the end of his stick. And tonight, he had both hands on his stick. He took a couple big hits. He gave two decently hits. And then he took that penalty, and it looked like it got him going. It got him. He came out, and he kept trying and kept giving it. But he was involved emotionally, and that's what really stood out to me. The celebration on the goal, him on the bench. I want to see that Will and Nylander for the rest of this series.
Well, let's hear what Mike Babcock had to say. Here's the Toronto Maple Leaf head coach after tonight's 4-1 win.
Coach, your thoughts basically on the game. Obviously, Mitch Marner had a big game, but some other guys you might want to talk about as well.
No, I thought it was a good road game for us. You know, we gave up the first goal there in a penalty kill. We missed the assignment. But I thought prior to that we had played well, and then we seemed to get back to it. We had a stretch in the second period where we didn't execute in our own zone at all. And then I thought they were pretty good, but other than that, we had a pretty good night.
Mike, what did you see in Freddie overall tonight?
Well, I thought he was steady. I thought the guys did a good job in front of him, and I thought he was steady. I mean, you know, he's a real good goaltender for us. He had a stretch there. It wasn't quite as good, but, you know, we're confident. He's confident.
The third period, sometimes playing with the lead, maybe they come at you stronger, but your team seemed to hold its ground fair bit more in the third period.
Well, we talked about it. Now, just because you talk about it doesn't mean it's going to happen. I thought our worst stretch there was in the second. We didn't execute there for a while. And then I thought we settled in and played and made some plays.
Mike, you fared well on that matchup with them bringing Bergeron against Tavares. What did you like of the dynamics of that line and how it succeeds?
Well, Tavares is really committed to playing without the puck since he arrived. Really done a good job for us. And obviously, Hyman and Marner are real good players and hard to play against. And then, you know, our matchup, we had two of them on the back end just because we knew they'd play lots. Is Muzzin and Z are real hard to play against. And Heinze and Riley moved the puck. So, you know, I thought they did a good job.
Yeah, you know, Mike Babcock, it's funny because in the playoffs you go to a podium and someone conducts the interviews, but still not that long for Mike Babcock. But in a lot of ways, Savvy, sometimes when it's all positives, there's not really a lot of interesting stuff to say, which is kind of nice.
It is nice, Gordon, and we talk about sometimes you know, a defenseman not being noticed, that's his best night. Well, that's perfect for Mike Babcock. Doesn't have to say much. Doesn't want to get any, you know, boardroom material for the other team, chalkboard material. So he just says what he has to say and moves out, and they're going to prepare for game two the same way they prepared for game one.
Well, we talk about, and we'll have to wait, because right after this will be your Direct Energy hardest working Leaf. I don't know if it'll be the hardest working Leaf. He may get that as well, but certainly he was the star of the game. Mitch Marner, 2 goals. He's now got a point in his last 7 consecutive playoff games. 6 games last year, 1 this season. I guess you could do the math at home. 2 goals. He was +3, 19 minutes, 8 seconds, ice time, 5 shots on net. 4 takeaways, too. Again, I hesitate sometimes to go into those stats that are judgmental by a local official, but that's a lot of takeaways. That's the style that he plays. Here he is after the game talking with Kyle.
Mitch, how important was the combination of speed and work ethic in getting the result you did here tonight?
We know we're a fast team in the soccer room. I think when we play right, it's hard to stop us. So tonight we just want to make sure we're getting pucks in for the first 10 minutes and making it hard on the D. I thought we did a great job of that. I thought all 4 lines played very well tonight with our decor, and Freddie again, you know, he's unbelievable.
And the penalty shot, did you have a good sense of what you wanted to do, or was it just instinctual as you're coming in?
A little bit of both. I kind of had an idea of what I wanted to do. Last second, I kind of switched it up, just kind of seeing where he was and seeing his position. So from then on, you know, I just kind of luckily enough got him and put it in. We just want to stay above them all night. We wanted to make it hard on them to get to our line and get it in. And Muzzy and Zeitz did a great job as well, stopping them at the line a lot of times and stopping the rushes. For us forwards, just making sure we're trying to play as hard as we can down in their zone and making it hard to get out. And when they do get out, they're not fully fresh.
Getting back to the penalty shot, was there a bit of a delay? Was there a review process? What took so long for you to go ahead?
Yeah, I was lining up, and then the linesman kind of came over and said they're just checking to see if it went in the net or not beforehand. And it obviously didn't go in, so that was just kind of the delay.
On the first goal, looked like you hammered it as hard as you could. What did you see on that sequence?
Yeah, another great shot by Muzz. Just kind of got a stick up on it, hit the post. When I looked up, I saw Hyman and their 2D man kind of on that far post with Raz kind of not knowing where the puck was, and just tried as quickly as I can get it towards the net. Luckily enough, hit the post, hit him, and went in.
What does this do for the team's confidence, obviously, history in this building?
It does a lot. That's a great win for us. We played very well as a team, but we're going to need to keep going here throughout the series. The games are just going to get harder and harder, and as a team, we're just going to make sure we come ready to play every night.
What makes the Muzzins like so very effective in what you can see?
They're very smart in the defensive zone, knowing where guys are, seeing, tracking the puck well. I think they do a great job also of kind of letting Fred come out and save that puck without anyone in front of him. So, like I said, they did a great job tonight against that line as well. And when that line's out on the ice, it's a 5-man, you know, kind of unit working together. So I thought we did a great job of that tonight.
You guys followed the Gauthier line out most of the night. What do you think of Moore's play, the entire line for that matter?
Yeah, like I said, we got 4 steady lines here. We believe in each other at all times, no matter who's on the ice playing against who. But, they played a great game tonight. They got a lot of speed in that line. They can do a lot. And, I think when they're on the ice, they're deadly in that ozone. They can do a lot with the puck. They can score. So, like I said, we got confidence when anyone's out on that ice against anyone.
Yeah, Mitch Marner, he did an earlier interview with Kyle Bukauskas. Got to love that guy's hair, right, from CBC. He did that post-game, but this is the scrum talking.
Your hair's better.
Well, he's got, anyway, all good hair out there, but that's with the gang, Paul Hendrick and everybody else. That's Mitch Marner after an outstanding game tonight. And yes, our Direct Energy Home Services hardest working Leaf player on a night where there weren't very many passengers, Mark Savard.
No passengers at all, Gordon. I'm going to go up and down this lineup, and I would love to, I'm not going to be as simple as taking Mitch Marner the start, because we expect him to kind of do this now. We generally do. There'd be the top line and Tavares along with him. And we've been hard on William Nylander all year. Where in the world is
William Nylander?
And tonight he was in Boston, Gord.
Yeah.
And he stood out like a sore thumb. So
don't
that's
tell
why
me.
I'm picking him.
You're
as
kidding.
The Direct Energy Home Services Player of the Game, William Nylander.
How about that? Hardest working.
I wish we had one of those
of
buttons like Tim said.
Yeah. We can maybe get some. We've got a budget. And Muzzy, you get him mixed up with the Golden Muzzy. You keep thinking it's Nick Alberga, your buddy that you work with, but it's Jake
Muzzin.
Your boy,
Nick Alberga, if he's listening.
He filled in, which is good. We've had some great guys.
But anyways, Willie with a goal, +1, 15:08 of ice time, 3 shots, 2 attempted, 2 hits scored. and 4 face-off wins with 2 losses.
William
Nylander, Direct Energy Service, hardest working Toronto Maple Leaf.
Well, that is it. It's been a hard working crew here. We love it. It's been fun tonight. We'll be back at it on Saturday. Don't forget, it'll be 7:00, an extended Leafs Nation pregame. 1 hour. So listen then on Sportsnet 590, The Fan. Then we'll have Puck Drop at 8:00 with Joe Bowen and Jim Ralph. 4-1 win for the Toronto Maple Leafs over the Boston Bruins tonight. You're listening to Leafs Nation postgame, brought to you by your GTA Acura dealers. Gord Stellick, Mark Savard on Sportsnet 590, The Fan.
Subscribe to our radio shows at iTunes or with your favorite podcatcher. No medical exam or health questions will be asked. Sportsnet 590, The Fan, on demand.
Welcome back to Leafs Nation postgame, brought to you by your GTA Acura dealers, Gord Stellick, Mark Savard on Sportsnet 590, The Fan. What a way for the Toronto Maple Leafs to start game number one of the Stanley Cup playoffs, down 1-0 to the Boston Bruins. They come back for a 4-1 win over the Bruins, game number one of their best of 7 NHL series. Of course, we have heard from so many people involved in tonight's game. And we'll hear from a few more. We'll hear from Willie Nylander, Austin Matthews, and Freddie Anderson. But one other thing, one final out-of-town score, and it's the Washington Capitals 4-2 over the Carolina Hurricanes. You were watching that game closely, Savvy, and you thought in the third period, are we going to see a mirror of what happened in Tampa Bay last night?
I really did. The Carolina Hurricanes really brought it, especially late in this game. And their young rookie, Svechnikov, with 2 goals in the third period. He's been a great story thus far in early in the playoffs. But again, the Capitals end up being too much. That sea of red, that young Carolina team going in there, that was going to be a real tough task score for them. They weren't able to do it, but they kept them in a hockey game, which is good for me, and hopefully they can try and sneak one out, but I don't see it happening.
I loved it. That Svechnikov just rolled off your tongue.
Well, I practiced it in the break. You were helping me with it with that cranium. You know how to pronounce everything, so you helped me out. Thanks to you.
Well, it made it exciting. And is that enough? I guess we over dissect everything. We over dissect game ones. But if you say lost 3-0, 4-0 for the Carolina Hurricanes, and you go, okay, it was great. We had the surge. We came on, and we're going to go out and hopefully make it 5 games against the Washington Capitals. But to come back a little bit that way against the defending Stanley Cup champions in their building has to give you a little bit momentum anyway, a little bit of confidence.
And I just looked at this, we didn't see the whole game because we were watching Leafs game there on the same time. So, and there was an empty net goal. So this is a 3-2 hockey game, Gord, an empty net goal. But listen to this. Carolina outshot them 29-18.
Wow.
In Washington. Washington only had 4 shots in the second and 5 in the third.
Wow.
So this is a better game than we thought from the Carolina Hurricanes. And they left a good effort. It's got to give them some confidence moving forward, but they're going to need a better effort from their goaltender, obviously, to help them get through this series.
Well, I'll tell you something. We want to hear from many of the players involved in tonight's game for the Toronto Maple Leafs. And we were watching, of course, the Leaf game. We were loving the Maple Leaf game tonight, and real encouraging. You know, I was on Primetime Sports earlier with Bob Cowan and Bob McCown and Richard Deitch, and we spent way too much time on William Nylander. But the bottom line was, it was left that he has a chance for redemption in the playoffs. And wouldn't you know, tonight, you know, and I'm glad I don't tweet a lot. You tweet a little bit more, but we always try to hold off about things. And I thought, man, oh man, if that great goal that the Bruins score early gives them the 1-0 lead on a penalty to Nylander, and Leafs never get going in this series, that would be a perfect, unfortunate bow on a horrible season for William Nylander. And fortunately, that wasn't the case. And William Nylander was a big reason it wasn't the case tonight.
I'm going to go out on a limb and go totally to left field, Gordon. Had they end up losing this game, and it was due to like a 2-0 win, I think Willie might even have sat out the next game just because of the situation. So great on him, great on his teammates picking him up, great on him having a great game. And moving forward, you have him involved, and you're going to need him to get by the Bruins in this series.
Well, and we had not heard a lot from him post-game because generally the better
players.
Well, he's around. Where is Willie Nylander? And a lot of it's because, you know, in his defense somewhat, it's usually the better stars of the game that are asked in the media scrums. Well, Willie Nylander was one of those. I mean, Savvy gave him the Direct Energy Home Services hardest-working Leaf player. He got a big goal. He was +1, 15 minutes, 8 seconds of ice time, 3 shots on net, 4 wins, 2 losses in the faceoff circle, even at 2 hits. Here is William Nylander.
William,
quick one.
What do
What did it mean just to get a shot on that great pass from Nazem to get the goal that you got here tonight, and then maybe not think about it too much?
Yeah, I mean, I've been thinking just to hit the net and get it on net. So, I mean, just kind of shot it and was lucky that it went in.
Mm-hmm. Willie, you probably had the best view of that pass. How tight was that window?
Oh, I mean, it was perfect. I mean, tape to tape, little sauce. For the breakaway, so it was an amazing pass.
Not the start you wanted. Your penalty, and Kasperi gets one, but you guys were able to turn that into a big play and turn the game around.
Yeah, I mean, Mitch was huge on the PK there and got the penalty shot and scored a really nice goal. So our PK was good today.
Just some retaliation on your part with that hit on your penalty?
No, I mean, I was just trying to get a stick, but I missed it, so that's happened sometimes.
What does this win do for the team's confidence?
Yeah, I think it's big. I mean, winning first one on the road, but we still got to stay dialed and keep going for game two.
What do you think of Mitch's penalty shot?
Yeah, it was beautiful, in tight, and a few little moves, and, I mean, put it in the open, that was really nice.
Is club's backside pressure here tonight one of its best attributes in getting the victory?
Yeah, I think we were, tracking back hard and trying to stop them from turning up in the zone and limiting their chances using the D, so I think we did a good job of that.
How would you describe the intensity of your night compared to a regular season game?
Yeah, for sure. It's always another level in playoffs. It's quicker pace and less space, so that's what happens.
After a long season, goals in back-to-back games, how do you feel?
Yeah, it feels good. I think it might be the first time I had back-to-back goals in this year, so it's good for me.
Well, William Nylander, okay, I want to hear what he said. We'll get Sam McKee to tee it up again because I don't know what did he say at the start before we started. Let's just when you got it set up again, just play that thing at the start. Okay.
William,
quick one.
Really?
William,
quick one.
Okay. Okay, William. Is he saying one quick questions?
They wheeled him out and they said he can do.
He wants a quick questions.
Yeah. So okay. he answered his quick one and then away.
William,
he went.
Quick one.
Okay, real.
Okay, leave him alone, guys. Leave him alone.
Well, we
he just had a big
to,
night. Why are you picking on him?
Real ball of fire there, Willie.
Jeez.
Okay. Anyway,
don't pick on him.
Just,
leave him alone. We gave him the direct energy.
Quick one.
Stop.
Yeah. Okay. Well, no, I just went quick one. What do you mean? Can't you spend? Anyway. Okay. Good on you, William. Here's Austin Matthews. Take a look at his line. And the big thing, it wasn't just 20 minutes, 42 seconds. What's the next thing you looked at about the time?
23 shift score, rhythm. He was in a rhythm tonight. He didn't get the results he wanted offensively, but he still was a big factor in this hockey.
So you're talking about shifts of just of almost a minute, which is about right where last year they were pushing 40 seconds at times.
Oh, not even, Gord. He had some games, 35 shifts at 17 minutes a night, playing 17 minutes a night. So this is real good, a real good step in the right direction for Babcock to get him out there as often as he can.
Well, he led in ice time forwards, 20 minutes, 42 seconds. He had three shots on net. Let's hear if he says quick one. We'll find out what Austin Matthews had to say after the 4-1 win over the Boston Bruins.
Must feel nice to the monkey off your back, so to speak.
Yeah, this is a big big road win for us. I thought we really kept our composure after that first goal, and we just continued to play our game. I thought we were patient. We were able to kind of turn over some of their pucks and head the other way and had some good opportunities. So, that first 10 minutes was crucial for us, and then I think we really took care of the puck for the most part of that tonight.
What was the key in creating those opportunities and capitalizing on them here?
Well, I think just hitting the net on a lot of it. I mean, I think we battled all night, and a couple big goals tonight, and just face-off plays, guys getting in the net, competing hard, and a lot of lines tonight with lots of opportunities. I think we just want to continue with that momentum.
Mitch was made to wait just a little bit longer before that penalty shot. What can you say about the composure, I guess, in that situation, such high stakes?
Yeah, I mean, it was a great move. He's got lots of tricks up his sleeve, so anytime you can get him one-on-one with the goalie, you like your odds. And, he made an unbelievable move and obviously a big goal for us.
Do you like your odds with the three centers you have going 1-2-3 on this team against them or anyone else for that matter?
I mean, I think when we play to our strengths and we take care of it and, I mean, we just utilize our speed and our skill, and we have that depth that we really believe in. And, I think we're a tough team to beat. And, for us, we just want to continue to get better over the course of this series. I mean, we know that next game they're really going to bring it, especially in that first period. So we got to be ready and regroup and obviously clean up some stuff from tonight and get ready for Saturday.
There you go. Austin Matthews after tonight's game. And as we mentioned, he didn't get a point. And first period, we talked about, he seemed a little bit invisible, but then we saw a lot more of the Austin Matthews.
Yeah, Big Cactus stepped it up in a big way there late. I think he was a bit more dominant, had a couple chances, hit the post there in the second. He was really close, and then he had that one late in the second period that would have probably iced the cake right there, but Tuukka Rask makes a huge save, and Austin Matthews goes pointless, but that won't happen much longer. I think tomorrow night, or sorry,
Saturday
night, Austin Matthews will get on the score sheet.
Well, and you got a great eye for little things. And Austin Matthews, that end of the second period, that glorious, real good scoring chance, it would have been questioned if it would have beat the buzzer or not. But you looked at it on review and you said, yeah, was it Johnson?
Just it was
a
Johnson.
slightest deflection, which he's supposed to do. The play.
Yeah.
But that actually deflected a little bit in towards Rask and also deflected at that time might have gone.
Yeah, if you break it down and watch this shot again, it was going low blocker inside post. And because Johnson was driving the net, he tipped it back into Rask. But still, at the end of the day, Gord, it would have been real close with that buzzer. I don't think it would have counted either way.
Okay, you know something? I'm going to go back one player, and I'm going to cut William Nylander some slack because I'm a little bit puzzled. I think I figured it out. I really have. You know what he was saying?
What?
Paul Hendrick has a tendency, and I love Paul Hendrick, to ask long questions. You notice that?
Oh, so he gave him one question.
So I think Paul started talking, and then he tells him quick one. Because Paul covered the Willie with the Toronto Marlies. Can we get that set up again, Sam? Sorry to bug you about it. But this way I'm cutting a little more slack. Because at first I thought, what's he giving the media crap about? But I think he was having a little bit of fun. Okay, I'm going to go back on having a little fun.
Quick one.
Oh, sorry, do it again.
William. Quick one.
So there you go. I think he was just telling because Paul can give long questions. So I think, there you go. I think William Nylander, I'm going to get in Nylander's corner and figure out in kind of a fun way that he was busting his friend Paul Hendrick. Freddie Anderson, we know what his demeanor will be through thick and thin, but that's okay because that demeanor played exceedingly well on the ice. The Leafs are outshot 38-33. Freddie Anderson stops 37 of 38 shots in the 4-1 Maple Leaf win. Here is Freddie Anderson after the W.
Freddie, what was the key to efficiency of effort inside the defensive zone here tonight from what you saw?
Just playing pretty structured and, play from the inside out, pressure at the right times, and I thought we were good at using our speed to make it tough on them, and, so good first game.
We're talking about the Muzzin Zaitsev pairing and how effective they were. Mitch talked about just how smart they are as players. What do you see from that duel that made them so good here tonight?
Oh yeah, they're great. They've had some good blocks and helped me out like that, and a couple times good talk and good communication with me playing the puck, and makes it all easier for everyone. So that comes with experience and playing with each other. So it was great.
What can you say about Mitch's performance?
Yeah, I mean he went to the net, got the first goal, a good answer for us after their goal, but. Then you saw on the penalty shot was amazing skill and some nice hands there. So, he skates really good and it makes it tough on them to keep up and plays a smart game as well, which is great.
Freddie, you were working first game for John Tavares as a win in the playoffs.
Yeah, I mean he plays hard and he does the small things right. I think he. He's a smart player. He works extremely hard, and he wants to win really bad.
From your perspective, what's the biggest difference with the Leafs playing with the lead and playing without it?
Compared to what?
Just from what you see on
today?
Yeah.
I mean, I think we were able to answer really good when we were down, and then again we were able to get some good couple go-ahead goals there and played patience.
Freddie, you worked really hard down the stretch to recenter yourself to kind of feel good. Did you feel like you were kind of where you wanted to be in a game you probably didn't think about for you?
I mean, I felt great. So I think did some good work in the last few days to get ready for this and get ready to compete. So I was.
Yeah, gotta love Freddie Anderson, the unflappable one. The key thing was he was the unflappable one on the ice.
He's not letting the highs get too high, I can tell you that. Boy, oh boy, Freddie's going right to bed. He might even jump in Johnny's bed with the Leaf sheets, probably in his PJs. He probably has them down there.
Well, Johnny has the mattress commercial,
too. He's got
too.
The mattress commercial. I'd grab a nap in his room, too. He's probably got the best mattress on the team. So anyway, Freddie Anderson, though, Gord, at the end of the day, you roll as your goalie rolls, and tonight he was calm as a cucumber, even after the Bruins shook him on the first goal.
Well, it's we let's go back a bit to our walk to the subway. It was we did it right after the game, and we didn't get on for a bit because the Jays game, and they lose 7-6 to the Boston Red Sox. So go figure. They had a lead and couldn't hold it. The Maple Leafs were down, came back with that huge win in Boston, and we just mentioned, and we'll hear from Chris Johnson a little bit later on, like the number of breakaways in the second period that, you know, you talk about toughness, are the Leafs tough enough, and all these other questions, but at the end of the day, what you and I have always believed, and they got a chance to show it, and I don't remember it coming up last year against Boston to the same degree, speed kills, and the Leafs' speed killed tonight.
Well, everybody questioned Kyle Dubas at the trade deadline and said we needed to get heavier. We needed to play a heavier game down low. And tonight, the Leafs played their game, Gordon. It's speed. It's the defense not even fooling around the biscuit and getting it up to the forwards and letting them go. Go, go, go. And even Marner on that one flicks it ahead, chases it down, uses his speed. Everybody tonight on the Toronto Maple Leafs, I give him full credit. Moore. Trevor Moore only played 6 minutes and 40 seconds, but it was a noticeable 6 minutes and 40 seconds. We haven't mentioned that. But I like how I said going into tonight's game, fourth line, 7 minutes, no more. Mike Babcock kept it right on a tee, 6:40, 6:40. Brown killed a couple penalties, so he was able to get over that a bit. But again, at the end of the day, they played with speed, Gord, and that's the way they're going to win this series. They got to keep it up because they really showed off a slow Boston defense tonight, Gord. They really looked slow back there.
Yeah, it really was. And what a turnabout from the start of the game, and what a breath, a sigh of relief, and Leaf fans, ones, and I more can breathe. After Game 7 last year, what happened? We will be on the airwaves, don't forget, Saturday. We have Game 2 for you on Sportsnet 590, The Fan, 8 p.m. puck drop. Savvy and I will be on for a special one-hour Leafs Nation pregame at 7 o'clock before Game number 2. More coming up, though. We'll hear from many of the players. We'll get Joe Bowen's goal calls. A lot happened tonight. We'll encapsulate it all, cover it all. A 4-1 win for the Toronto Maple Leafs over the Boston Bruins. You're listening to Leafs Nation postgame, brought to you by your GTA Acura dealers, Gord Stelic, Mark Savard on Sportsnet 590, The Fan.